when we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
And the next person we read about in the Bible that built an altar was his son, Isaac. Isaac built an altar. Over in Genesis chapter 26 and verse 24, the Bible says, "And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well." And then the next person, it keeps going. It just keeps going in procession. One right after the other. The next person we see building an altar was Jacob, Isaac's son. And does anybody see the pattern here? It goes down through the portals of history. As one man began there with Noah building an altar to God, to offer up the sacrifices, to meet with God, to pray with God. Then it kept going through the family, one right after the other. Here at our church, we have this beautiful altar up here. God has blessed us with such a building. I had a pastor friend come over about a couple of weeks ago, a good friend of mine, preaches at a church over here in Knoxville. He'd never been in our sanctuary. And I invited him in. We was in my study studying, and we come up here, and he looked around, and he looked at our church. He said, "Boy, this is a beautiful church. This is a beautiful building." And everybody, I'll tell you, everybody that I have ever invited into this church, that's the first words that come out of their mouth. It's such a beautiful building. And it is. God has greatly blessed Highland Baptist Church with what such a building. But friends, I want you to know this altar right here, this was no accident. This was no mistake. This wasn't put here just to look good or to lift the pastor up on a platform. Do you know the first pastor stood on a 55-gallon barrel drum and preached from it? The first pastor of this church did. This altar right here was built so that people could gather around it. We've got two mourner's benches right here. I didn't know if you know this or not. These benches are really not to sit in. These benches right here are to kneel at. These benches are called mourner's benches. That's where a person comes down and they pour their heart out to God and they weep and they mourn over their sin, over the sins of their family, over the sins of their friends, of the world, of whatever's going on in their life, and they weep on those mourner's benches. That's what they're for. You may come up here and find that some of these are stained from the old days. There's brown stains on some of these where tears have fell out of people's eyes onto the cloth of these seats right here. I believe that my Aunt June re-upposted all these seats back several years ago. She could probably tell you about the tear stains on the old altars. But I want you to know that there was no accident that this altar has been built here. Here at our church, this area that we have, we don't have a priest, okay? The priest was done away with when Jesus made a sacrifice on the cross and he became our high priest. We don't have some mediator between God and man except that man, Christ Jesus. All right, so you don't have a priest, you don't have a pope, you don't have a little guy hiding out in a box behind a piece of lattice panel confessing your sins to. You don't confess your sins to your pastor. All you got to do is weep and mourn and confess your sins to Jesus Christ, and he takes them to the Father and right to his ears. And so we don't have some kind of priest. And so take the priest out of the picture there, except for the priest, Lord Jesus. So there's no priest that's going to weep between there and here for you, okay? This is now your place to come and weep for your sins. You bypass that priest now. We come directly to the high priest. And so we come and we come to these altars and we weep for our sins. But one thing that hasn't changed in all these things, the priest may be gone, the temple may be gone, Solomon's porch may be gone, but the altar is still here. We don't offer up animal sacrifices like they did, but we still offer up the sweet savors to God. Do you know our prayers still go up to his nostrils, and he still smells those. And every one that comes up, and oh, they're precious to him. When we repent of our sins, we lift up our lips and our thoughts and our voices to God. May I say to you this morning that our altars have dried up. They have dried up, not just at this church, but churches all through this land. It is a rare occasion these days to see somebody come and weep at the altar. It's a very rare occasion. Used to a long time ago, and listen, I've been around for 51 years, and I've seen the steady progression of the change of churches. I've seen the numbers dwindled. I've seen things happen. I've seen the Sunday schools go down to nearly nothing. I've seen people quit coming. I've seen all these things. And one thing that has bothered me the most out of everything is seeing the lack of people coming to this altar and getting things right with God. We would rather sit on the pew and harbor our sins in our heart than to come to this altar and weep over our sins. We would rather try to hide and act like the world is rosy. Hey, it's just like Facebook. Everybody puts their best picture on Facebook so nobody knows what they really look like. Hey, we all know that all those are lies. Listen, God knows everything. He sees right through you, and you need to know that these altars are here for a purpose. It's not to be seen by man. You know, nowadays somebody comes to the altar and everybody sits around and thinks, I wonder what's wrong with them. I wonder what they've done. Friends, if you're like that, you're the one that needs to be down there on that altar. Friends, these altars today, dry altars lead to dead churches. There is so much wickedness going on today that if any day that we've ever lived in, today is the day we ought to be weeping and mourning and wailing over the sins of this world right now. They ought to be right now. These altars ought to be soaking wet. We ought to have to wring them out after the services, friends. I want you to know we've got friends. We've got loved ones. We've got sons and daughters and cousins and aunts and uncles and mothers and fathers that are lost and dying and going to hell. And what do? We sit back on the pew and see if the singing's any good today. We sit back and see if the preacher's got any power today. We sit back and watch a show nowadays instead of weeping and mourning for those people that are lost and dying and going to hell. We ought to be at these altars crying our eyes out over all this. Let me tell you something, friends. Dry altars lead to dead churches. The wickedness going on in this world today, all you got to do is turn on the news and see what's going on. If that don't make you cry, then friends, you've got a problem. There's so much wickedness in this world going on. And listen to me. If that don't make you want to weep and hit these altars, then God help us. Because dry altars lead to dead churches. Used to. When somebody had a family member that was going through a struggle, they had a family member that was lost. There wasn't a service went by that person wasn't down at that altar crying their heart out and praying to God to save that person. Nowadays, what we do, I'll pray for them. Yeah. We need to get right with God. We need to get down on these altars and we need to cry our hearts out over the sin of this world and over these people that are lost today. I'm telling you what, friends, there's nothing wrong with wearing these altars out. If we've got to replace them, then so be it. If we get them wore down to the bare wood and that wood rots, so be it. We'll buy another. And you know what? We can do that. We've got it in the budget. So I'm not worried about damaging these altars. Listen, we need to be crying out for God today and mourning and begging Him to help us in our lack of compassion over the lost of this world. How many today are sincerely broken over the lost people of this world today? Did you even consider it this morning? There's people today laying in their beds this morning on Babley Road while we assemble together. There's people laying in their beds right now, lost as lost can be. And if the world comes to a stop today, those people are going to drop off and go into a devil's hell. Do we even care? God help us that these altars are dry this morning. Look, we ought to have enough compassion on the lost. We need to get rid of our self-centered attitudes, our own sin-sick condition. Would to God the Holy Ghost would get a hold of us and prick us in the heart like He did on the day of Pentecost with those Jews that are out there that crucified Jesus Christ. There ought to not be a one person today that shouldn't be broken over sin. We ought to be on our knees on these altars. We ought to blow the trumpet on Babley Road. If it means ringing that church bell off of the ringer up there, we ought to ring it off and let people know and warn them. Listen, God's coming. Jesus is coming one day, and you need to be ready. You need to prepare. We've had on our sign out there for months now, repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Do you think that was an accident? Because we're just too lazy to change it? Well, maybe. But I want you to know we put it out there for a reason. So that everybody that drove down Babley Road would understand there's a time that they need to repent and believe the gospel. Because if they don't, it's too late. It's too late. And right now, do you know somebody dies like every half second in this world? It's just like people dying right like that. You think all them people saved? Probably barely any of them are saved. Very few today are saved that die. And where are they going? They're going to hell. The Bible says it enlarges itself daily. Why is it doing that? Because more and more people are dropping off into the pits of hell. Do we have enough compassion on those lost people to come and kneel at these altars and cry our hearts out and say, God, rend my heart. God, show me any wicked thing within me. We ought to be like David. God, purge me with hyssop. Clean me up. Make me a clean vessel. And God, have mercy on these lost sinners. May we assemble together as a congregation, children and elders, from the least to the greatest, from the smallest to the tallest, and weep on these altars before God drives us to our knees to do it. I want to ask Jennifer to come. She's going to sing this morning an invitation song. I want us all to stand, and I want us to pray together. I don't want us to think about this message, dry altars lead to dead churches. And let's consider it in our hearts. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, God, we come to you this morning. Lord, we've preached all we can do. God, we preach the truth from your word. God, we know what you said. Lord, we're trying to sound the trumpet this morning. God, the loss, the wickedness of this world is becoming overwhelming to us. God, we've become oblivious to sin. Lord, it's nowadays it's like we've just gotten used to it. And it's just going on right under our noses. And God, we're not thinking a thing about it. God, would you rend our hearts today? God, would we purge ourselves from our own wickedness? And God, get right with you. Lord, these altars ought to be filled this morning. God, with people weeping and mourning over the lost loved ones that they have, their friends that are lost. God, the lost of this world. God, may we weep this morning over everything that's going on. God, help us, Father. Help us. In Jesus' name I pray. And amen. If you want to come to the altar today and pray, you're welcome to come.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence.
Been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babley Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.